The excitement of this day was certainly palpable in our household this morning. There had been a few days of preparation, lots of red paper strewn everywhere, lots of jelly beans, and lots of little sweethearts. And of course, what I'm talking about is Valentine's Day, which is today. And what a great day Valentine's Day is. It's a day when we get to celebrate those people that we love, our children and our parents and our friends and our neighbors and our classmates. And there's parties in probably every school of the land today. But Valentine's Day, as lovable as a Hallmark holiday as it is, because it really is a great holiday, and I'm so glad Lorraine has on her red for Valentine's Day, maybe just red in general, but I love at the Glebe service this morning, we had all kinds of red. It was great. But today it falls on another day, doesn't it? A different kind of day. Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Holy Lent, or the day that we mark with these 40 days of Lent. And the irony couldn't probably be thicker, I think. If you think about it, Ash Wednesday is a Christian holiday that can't be co-opted by Hallmark. At least I haven't seen it. Have you ever seen a section in Hallmark that says the dying section, or a card that says you're an immortal sinner? No, I haven't seen that either. I did see an ad for some sweetheart candy that I tried to order, but they've been sold out. And on the little candies, you know, the little different pastel-colored candies, read, you are but dust, and to dust you shall return. Which I think I would have loved to have given my kids to take to school, but they probably would have been in therapy when they're 30, talking about the time that they told their classmates they were going to die when they were six. But don't get me wrong either. I mean, I really do love Valentine's Day. I love Hallmark holidays are super fun, and I'm even wearing a new pair of socks that Ashley gave me this morning when we exchanged our Valentine's, or when she gave me one. I haven't gotten her one yet, but I love it, and it's such a special day. And I also love Ash Wednesday, and because it's a day when we acknowledge outwardly, with if we choose to have ashes on our forehead, we acknowledge outwardly, but certainly through our prayers, that we are all going to die. That sheer reality that we all know, but that many of us don't ever pause and acknowledge or simply think about. And we also acknowledge today that in some part of our lives, we all know that we've fallen short. We just haven't done it right. Maybe it was a long time ago. Maybe it was this morning. The when and the sort of where doesn't matter. What matters is that on this day, we acknowledge that we're sinners and that we're in need of redemption, forgiveness, and salvation. Simply put, today, we acknowledge that we're on this long train ride towards death with all of our baggage of our sins still tucked away neatly in our backpacks, and that we need something, particularly someone, to rescue us. The prophet Joel tells us in the reading that Emily read for us in this grand fashion, you know, blow Zion, blow the trumpets. Today is the day to return to the Lord. Because when we are contrite, when we are repentant, when we acknowledge our mortality, when we're just simply honest. I love the definition of repentance is just simply being honest. When we're honest with ourselves about our own mortality and our own mistakes, then we find ourselves returning right back to the Lord. And when we return to the Lord, as Joel tells us, we find a Lord that is described by these divine attributes, ones that we hear the psalmist talking about too, being slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. These were attributes given to the Lord by himself in Exodus and acknowledged by others during that early period of Israel's history, of our history. And the greatest of these attributes is love. The greatest of these attributes is love. How do we know this? How do we know that this is the greatest of these divine attributes? Well, in a premarital seminar that I participated in once, we got just a perfect glimpse of why love is the greatest of these attributes. It was a young husband, and he was recounting the story of asking his future father-in-law for permission to marry his daughter. The father asks, "Do you love my daughter?" My friend responded, "Yes, I love her." The father, "Do you really love her?" The man, "Yes, I really love her." The father then paused and said, "Would you die for her?" The man telling the story, my friend, simply said, I began to puff up my chest and say, thinking about, you know, a train getting ready to hit her on the side of the road, or even a burglar or some sort of chaotic event in our lives where she was in imminent danger. And I thought about being the hero and jumping in front of the train or the bullet. And I said, "Yes, I'll die for her." Well, my future father-in-law knew, I think, what I was talking about in my own hero complex, because he then responded with, "Not just for a bullet now, but will you die for her in the little things in life? Will you, after you've been at work all day, come home and take all of those little babies away from her and give her some rest? Will you do the dishes once you get your toddlers tucked in at night, even though you're so tired that you don't feel like you can move another inch? Will you do those things in those moments? Give up yourself for her?" My friend responded, "I get it. I get it. And I'll try. I'll try to die for your daughter as much as I can. And I get your point." The father said, "You have my permission, because there is no greater love than the love that will die for another." The story always struck with me because that dad sounded so much like another man who said, "Greater love has no one but this, to lay down your life for one's friends." And unlike you and me and even my friend's father-in-law, the man speaking these words actually did die on that cross of wood almost 2,000 years ago, where he gave the ultimate sacrifice of giving up his life. And on the cross, Jesus met the ultimate death, death by crucifixion, so that we might be able to stand here today and be honest and remember who we are. Mortals, sinners, in need of redemption. But thanks be to God that in our sin, we found love and forgiveness forever. And in our mortality, we have immortality in the one that died for us. Amen.